Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, September 13th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, September 1964 South Vietnamese Coup Attempt. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we explore intriguing moments in history through the lens of Wikipedia articles. Today, we're diving into a pivotal event that took place in September of 1964, known as the South Vietnamese Coup Attempt. This episode not only highlights the political intricacies of the time, but also emphasizes the cascading effects that this coup had on Vietnam's turbulent history and U.S. foreign policy. So picture it, Vietnam in the early 1960s, a time marked by political strife, the looming shadow of communism, and increasing American involvement. The backdrop is crucial for understanding the events to follow. South Vietnam, a country that had been established post-French colonial rule, was politically unstable, wrestling between various factions, some leaning toward a government run by the current ruler, President Ngo Dinh Diem, and others seeking broader reforms. Diem's government was known for its authoritarian methods. While he was staunchly anti-communist, his administration increasingly faced criticism from various sectors of society. The oppressive measures against political dissent created an atmosphere ripe for dissent. The United States, initially supportive of Diem for his anti-communist stance, began to reconsider its support as the political climate began to sour. In September 1964, tensions erupted into action. You may ask, what brought the divide to a boiling point? The answer lies in the discontent brewing among military leaders and the necessity for a more democratic approach in governing their country. The coup attempt itself was initiated by a faction of the military that had grown frustrated with Diem's rule and sought to replace him. They believed that changes were necessary, not only to stabilize the country, but also to gain favor and legitimacy among a disillusioned public. Imagine being a soldier or an officer at that time, overwhelmed by the state of your nation. You might have felt the weight of history pressing down as you watched how the decisions made might shape your country's future. In this scenario, the coup seemed like a natural military response to political dysfunction. As the coup attempt began, the military leaders set out to execute a coup plan, but stumbled due to poor coordination and lack of consensus among the coup plotters. This disunity ultimately sealed their fate. The actions of the coup plotters were overshadowed by swift movements from loyalist forces led by Diem's supporters. It became clear that the coup attempt was weak and disorganized, demonstrating a classic case of how fractured leadership can lead to failure. This moment can serve as a broader lesson. How critical is unity in any movement, and what happens when factions prioritize their ambitions over a cohesive strategy? When we think about today's societal and political movements globally, these questions remain poignant and relevant. They challenge our perceptions of effective leadership and the importance of collaboration. Getting back to 1964, despite the coup's failure, it marked a significant turning point for the South Vietnamese military. This event laid the groundwork for future coup attempts. It highlighted a critical factor often overlooked in historical discussions. The nature of power in military regimes often hinges on brutal force and an unwillingness to engage with the broader populace for support. The ramifications of this failed coup were profound. Following September, Diem's government grew increasingly paranoid and repressive. His administration ramped up violent crackdowns on dissent, which in turn fueled greater resistance among the population. It is fascinating to examine how the initial attempt at reform ultimately solidified the very authoritarian measures that the coup plotters sought to eliminate. As tensions between the North and South escalated, this cycle of violence reached new heights. The U.S. would soon increase its military presence in Vietnam. The 1964 coup attempt foreshadowed larger conflicts to come, leading to the infamous escalation of the Vietnam War. American support shifted swiftly from favoring a failing regime to direct involvement in what was becoming a civil conflict. Now let's take a moment to reflect. How have the events of the past influenced or mirrored today's geopolitical affairs? We see similar dynamics in conflicts worldwide, where struggles for power lead to violence, and seemingly isolated events can have global repercussions. It is vital to recognize the continuity of history and the lessons it continues to provide. In considering the September 1964 coup attempt, we allow ourselves to better understand the complexities of governance, the importance of democratic processes, and the weight political instability can have on human lives. Each of us has a role to play in shaping our societies, and history often serves as a teacher, providing the insight to help us navigate our present dilemmas. Before we close today's episode, I encourage you to engage further with this historical moment. Visit the article on this coup attempt to dive deeper into the complexities of the event and its lasting impact. Delve into the specifics. Who were the key players? What were the broader implications on U.S. foreign policy? And how did the public respond? Reflect on how the echoes of this coup can still be seen in current global politics today. Understanding history can equip us to think critically about the present and navigate future challenges. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Wikipedia. Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning, and stay curious about the world around you.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, September 1964, South Vietnamese coup attempt. Thanks for listening. See you next time.